TypeScript skips a version, Bun ditches Zig, and developers quietly hedge on GitHub. Microsoft announced TypeScript 7 this week, jumping from the 5.x series and skipping a version number, a move that, while not unprecedented, generated its share of confusion. The substantive changes are significant. Native TypeScript compilation support in major runtimes is expected to dramatically reduce build times, and a push toward incremental type checking means large projects can check only the changed portions of a codebase rather than reanalyzing everything. For projects with hundreds of thousands of lines, that can compress build times from minutes to seconds. The announcement drew 253 HN comments, with discussion ranging from genuine enthusiasm to concern that TypeScript's type system is becoming too complex to reason about, each version adding powerful but cognitively demanding new capabilities. The Bun Runtime's announcement that it is rewriting significant portions of its codebase in Rust proved more controversial. Bun was originally built primarily in Zig, itself a notable choice. The project served in some respects as a public proof of concept for Zig's production viability. Rewriting components in Rust is therefore not just a technical decision, but a statement about which system's language the team finds more practical for shipping production software. Zig's creator, Andrew Kelly, published a response described as thoughtful rather than defensive. Rust's larger ecosystem of battle-tested libraries and more developed tooling story make it pragmatically easier for teams under shipping pressure, he acknowledged. While noting that Zig handles certain memory management patterns more elegantly, at the cost of less compiler handholding. Also surfacing on Thursday was Cargo Nextest, a replacement for Rust's built-in test runner claiming roughly 3 times faster test execution with per-test process isolation, a feature that eliminates an entire class of flaky test bugs caused by shared state between tests. Its appearance on the front page the same day as the Bun Rust announcement suggested a Rust tooling ecosystem maturing in ways that make it increasingly attractive for large-scale projects. Woven through all 3 stories was a how-to geek piece summarizing a growing undercurrent in the developer community: frustration with GitHub's AI-related policies and concerns about Microsoft's direction are pushing developers toward Codeberg. A Forjo-based service run by a German nonprofit and self-hosted Gitia or Forjo instances. HN commenters largely described their moves as hedges rather than full migrations, pushing code to both GitHub and an alternative, building tooling familiarity, and remaining ready to move if GitHub's policies shift further in an unwelcome direction.